Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now that was planned,
right, Paulie? The boys are back in
town. The boys are back in town. Very appropriate.
This one was planned.
Woodsy is back. Back in town. This segment of Ben and Paul featuring Woods is brought to you by you. San Diego County Mercedes-Benz dealers. Nothing beats the star on the top of your tree except for the star on the hood of a Mercedes-Benz.
Ooh.
The winter event is back with a flurry of exceptional offers. Visit mbusa.com/winter event to learn more or visit your San Diego County Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today. We will catch up, shoot the breeze with Woodsy, see how fatherhood times two is treating him right after our final check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. I also know Woods is very excited to catch up on all the flubs that he missed over the last week.
Yeah,
more. I've been trying to do this show without you.
More so than talking about the NFL, I can promise you that. That's what I was driving to work going, yes. Paul said we have some absolute new bangers that will go down in history in Ben and Woods' lore. Hey, you look
tired. We'll get to that before the end of the week. First of all, give us an update on Hannah and little Taylor and how Bo is handling a little brother and everything that's going on in the Woods household. Oh.
Now, that sound I have not heard in a while.
Good.
Okay, good.
He is a really, really good baby. Sleeps all day long. Cannot wake him up during the day. Not going to be ideal for a morning show host's schedule. Bo, my oldest, is almost three, and he's having a difficult time with this whole scene. And I'm doing everything I can to make sure that the transition is smooth for him, but it is not easy. Getting him up, getting him dressed, getting him fed every morning, getting him ready for school, it's quite a process. I started about 6:30 this morning. We left the house at about 7:45, and it took every second of that time to get that dude, who's almost 3 years old, fed, ready, out the door, you know, happy, on the way to school. So I've been spending about an hour with him every night in bed to get him to sleep, talking about baby brother, talking about all the things. The other night he said to me, he looked at me and he goes, I want to talk about brothers. And I said, oh, okay. Let's talk. Usually it's raccoons, it's bears. It was brothers, just out of the blue. And I said, okay. I said, do you like having a brother? He goes, no. And I go, why? He goes, well, because he'll ride my scooter. And I said, he's not going to ride your scooter. I said, number one, he can't do anything right now. He's just a tiny little.
Can't lift his head.
Yeah, he's a tiny little blob. And he goes, okay. And I said, here's the thing. You don't have to share anything with baby brother that you don't want to share with baby brother. And I said, I'll tell you what. If he rides your scooter, I'll get you a new scooter. And he looked at me, he goes, okay, Dada. And I said, all right. So, and it was all fine from there. But, you know, he's having a little bit of a hard time. He does the eyewash thing where he comes in. He is the eyewash master. He comes in from school. He's like, oh, baby brother, and like gives him a kiss. But you can tell he really just wants to strangle him. And I've heard horror stories of siblings like going into the next room, taking the bottle out of the kid's mouth. We're not there yet. And hopefully, you know, the doctor, the pediatrician said it's totally normal and it's about 2 weeks. So We're, what, 2 weeks today for Taylor. And Taylor's a dream, man. He's a dream. He doesn't make any noise. At night, he just kind of, he's like, but he doesn't scream. So we're still getting up every 3 hours or so, 2.5, 3 hours. But Hannah is doing the lion's share of the baby work. I'm doing the lion's share of the toddler work. And we really know what we're doing a lot more than we did the last time. So things in the house are peaceful. Everyone's getting along. Everybody is madly in love. And it's great. So really, no complaints, man. I did float, by the way. Heard your opening segment the other day. Paul said he would bet that I would come back a week early. So yesterday, in a very peaceful moment in the house, I was feeding Taylor. Hannah was in the kitchen cleaning up or something. And I said, hey, babe, what would you think about me going back to work a week early? And she looked at me with not even madness or sadness. It was panic. It was sheer panic. She goes, I don't want to talk about it. And I said, well, you know, because I feel like we got it down. And she goes, I just said I don't want to talk about it. So I tried. I'm going to continue to try. I would like to come back a week early. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe a half week that week. Maybe Wednesday through Friday or something. But, you know, I miss doing the show. I miss seeing you guys. And, yeah, it is.
Try again Thanksgiving night after she's had a full plate of food and a couple of glasses of wine, perhaps.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the move. But I think if I did that, she would probably start crying. You know, but it just...
No, take your... We're anticipating taking your whole time. I always knew that you needed this time. It's important to be there for your family and create that bond with the little one and make sure that Bo is adjusting. Does Bo know there's cameras everywhere, though, in case he tries to pull anything?
He does. He knows. He knows there's cameras. It's his favorite part. So. I woke up this morning to a dead bird in my bathroom from one of the cats. So that was a lovely thing to walk into this morning. Had to dispose of a dead bird this morning. We've got raccoons running throughout the house. It's really been a special time at the Woods Casa. Very special.
So we missed you yesterday, both me and Paul and Ron Fowler, that you couldn't be with us for the interview. But thanks for leaving that voicemail. I think Ron was tickled pink at your kind words for the outgoing executive chairman of the Padres. Glad you could at least be here in spirit, if not in person, for our last interview with Ron Fowler as the control person of the Padres.
Yeah, you know, our show in particular and me personally, I love the guy to death. I do. And do I agree with every single move that the organization has made? No, I don't. I think that you know, the direction that he has set them on, I think, or helped set them on, is the right direction. But then on a personal level, just the conversations that I've had with Ron, one of my favorite Ron stories is this. I've got a couple. But the first time I ever was fortunate enough to go sit in his box, I sat in, I think I've seen two games from Ron's box. The first one, he invited me, my wife Hannah, and Bo, who was about 1 year old at the time, up to the box. And I felt so privileged to be able to go up there, and it was a cool experience. I was holding my son Bo, and we went up to talk to Ron and thank him for the invite. And Bo reached out and put his hand right on Ron's bald head and started patting Ron on his bald head. And I went into full pan. I'm like, dude, that's the owner of the – like, you can't do that. And he's patting Ron's bald head like he'd never seen a bald head before.
It could have been worse.
It could have been way worse. And Ron was laughing so hard. He loved it. He gets it. And then the second time, my parents were in town. And as a 45-year-old man who still desperately tries to make his parents proud of him because of lots of missteps along the way in my 20s and 30s, I want them to know that I am a good, solid, upstanding citizen, a good father, a good husband, a good coworker, whatever. They invited me up to the box when my parents were here. And the look of pride in my dad's eyes was something, I'll never... You really made it.
Yeah,
100%. I will never, ever, as long as I live, forget it. Ron is a generous man, and his wife Alexis too. They've been wonderful to our show, and I'm happy for him, man. I'm happy for him that he's going to be able to do some advisory. I love what he said yesterday about, yeah, you know, they'll get my take, but now they got to ask me for my take. He's not going to go in there and throw it around. He's going to, you know, be an advisor, and he's a really smart businessman, a really smart baseball guy, and yeah, I love the guy to death, man. So it's going to be an interesting transition. I like the move. I know Peter Seidler is really, really good at what he does. I know he's got a lot of coin. And if the rumors that I'm seeing this morning are true on Twitter, he may need every last penny of that to make this a contender. I saw Arenado is being watched by the Dodgers, which makes me sick to my stomach. And if that happens...
I thought Justin Turner was bad enough,
oh,
but now
you
get Arenado over there? Oh, please.
Well, that's the thing is, I like Nolan Arenado. I liked Mookie Betts, even though he was a Red Sox. Now I have to loathe those guys. And, you know, frankly, I don't want to loathe those guys because they play for the Dodgers, but I'm going to have to.
All right, well, Woodsy, I saved one last story just for you because I didn't feel like I could do this story without you. It not only has to do with sports, but it also has to do with an adorable little baby. Don't know if you saw, but a new little giraffe was born at the Memphis Zoo earlier this month, and they decided to name it after one of their local sports stars, Memphis Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant. So, of course, they have named the new baby giraffe Ja Raff. It's Ja Raff.
Do you get it, Woods?
Yeah, I get it. I'm going to take the full paternity leave, by the way. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to take the full. You should see him right now. I can see him in the on the iPad. He's crying laughing.
Ben had not seen this.
Have you not seen this guy, the COVID preacher?
No, Paul told me about it earlier this morning. This reverend or something somewhere, televangelist,
dude,
just going crazy.
It's one of the greatest clips I've ever seen.
I'm so glad we have that laugh in perpetuity because it is unbelievable. I want to get to these flubs that I missed, though.
All right. Yes, you missed a few of them. They'll always be tacked on at the end, but as we end every week, the same way with all of our mistakes, miscues, it is time for the Ben and Woods Flubs of the Week. Go to their Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Doghouse Dogs, DoghHausDogs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free.
One of my favorites
to simplify. Yes.
However, the concerts were called off soon as, excuse me.
Whether it's for health concerns, because of some sort of pre-existing conditions, or worried about their family. We're going to get to that interview, if you missed it, right after this check of traffic on 95.7, 93.7. What's our station again? First, though, let's get a check. Quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Dan.
Bring him up!
So, Floyd Mayweather. Not the world.
Start over. Let's get our first check of traffic with the great Kelly Danick right here on FM 94.9. Oh, my God.
Is basketball going to feel like basketball?
What is basketball, first of all?
I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the donks, which is always a dilemma.
It's
on our SDCCU Fion hotline. SDCCU.
What is a Fion hotline? thank you very much. My co-host, Ben Higgins, what was that?
And hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card by the Stroud's Farmer's Market.
What was it?
Take it for our word for it. What? It's located right off the 5 off the bay in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
What? You know, people are going to want to put an asterisk. I never say that word. Asterisk.
The way to do it is to wear masks and be courteous of each other. All right, now let's get to check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Dan.
Tap dancer. this morning, though, we've been having some technical. Good God, just go ahead and hit it, Paul.
Ben and Woods, right next up on San Diego's number one sports station. We are 97.3 The Fan. But then after Jarrett Richards went 4 2/3.
Who's Jarrett Richards?
Oh, Jarrett.
Jarrett Richards. Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Stammen.
Well, you know, the apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
It does. Woods, we got any specific areas you want to go to?
What are specific areas?
Brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. Do you buy stocks? Sell stocks?
Ooh.
You guys are going to
flip out because Bad Mother Chuck. Oh, no.
Oh!
The Bad Mother Clucka.
Ken Rogers, who is a producer in charge of HBO's Real Knox. We had him on.
Wait.
Real what?
Well, they've rebooted everything. Everything that was, you know, any semblance of decent.
Yeah, and how many of those reboots are good?
What is a reboot? Back in the Entercom Empire studio, we have our executive producer. Yes, kill me already. Just shoot it. Go ahead. You saw a kid named Kima Sibaran get cut by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jay Spedler for backpedaling. We will get to that. Craig Elston will join us as he does each and every Friday with his streaming television recommendations. That
what?
Comes to television. You talk a little bit about the unreal.
Oh, yes.
You know how hard it is, though, to have an MVP season?
Yeah.
I think A-Rod only had one.
Executive producer Paul Reindel, first time this week, Bannock Carter, Intercom Empire Studios.
Jamul.
It's a maddeningly fine line. The bad mother clucker. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Grisham.
Trent Richards. You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of that food, those food, the delicious food items.
With our senior NFL writer, Alex Adelson.
Mark Melanson catching
and
that
Albies.
Home run.
What's a home run?
I don't know.
Head on into 7 Mile Casino. Play some...
What's a casino?
God dang it. He got me. Paul's not a drug smuggler. What is a smuggler doing?
Let's check traffic right now. See how the road rays are looking on this Monday morning.
Whoa,
here's Kelly.
Whoa.
He missed that one.
Yeah, the play... Play clock was
whoa,
rolling.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
With the amount of cameras you have placed around your house.
Right.
American League MVP, by the way, Jose Abreu, Jose Ramirez, and DJ LeMahieu.
Who is DJ LeMahieu?
Have had to shut down their facility due to a positive COVID test, or multiple potentially positive COVID tests.
Oh,
breathe easy, play hard, just 5 minutes. Just off the five on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista.
He's only played six times all year here on Kogo, so or here on
Kogo.
Here in COVID. So AJ Cassavale, MLB.com, that everyone thought that the Miami Marlins were probably the worst team in baseball. So should I send my congratulations to the Padres front office today? Paul Reindel back in our Intercom Empire Studios.
Wow.
No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. SDCCU.com.
What?
What? The beat writer Ian Brown from MLB.
Yes!
That's all.
Whoa.
I think the last five or six have all
God.
Come since you've been on paternity leave. Lindsay, I'm struggling without you.
Oh my God, those are amazing.
It was definitely some rough moments without you this week.
Do you have the short circuit, like from the ones from this week, Paulie?
Yes. This was him trying to say something.
So should I send my congratulations to the Padres front office today?
Like a CD skipping.
Said he added a few extra syllables. And then this is the big one. I mean, trying to give out the SDCCU fan hotline and, I don't know, did a bug fly in your mouth or something?
Yeah.
Then?
No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. SDCCU.com.
What? Not. What was that?
Visit SDCCU.com. SDCCU.com.
What? Oh, man. It's like the robot definitely needs a week off for sure.
If you what really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
What the f*** is that? I'm dying in this country ass f***ed up town. Flying in my mouth. The I can't see pilot. Let's get the f*** out of this country, mother f***. I can't even see me.
Woo!
Before we go, Woodsy, on a serious note... We are going to be off as a show next week.
Yep.
Short week anyway, since it's the holiday. But I do want to wish all of our listeners, all the Tier 1s out there, to have a safe and very happy Thanksgiving holiday. I know it's probably not going to look anything like any of the previous Thanksgivings we've had in our life due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't still give thanks and be thankful for what we do have. And I wanted to say I'm very thankful for having both of you as colleagues and friends. It's been really fun these last 3 years.
Yeah, it has. It has. I thank you guys as well for filling in for me as I've been out with my family. And yeah, I'm pretty bummed. My folks were going to come. They canceled last night. My mom was in hysterics, you know, wanting to see her new grandbaby. But, you know, that's where we are right now. And, you know, hopefully in a few months, everything is back to normal. We're all enjoying a night out together or dinner out or beers at a ball game. But you know, this Thanksgiving, I'm really thankful. I've got two healthy kids, beautiful wife, and you know, we're going to be at home eating a delicious meal and be all together. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for filling in. I probably won't be back early after that. Bend
That's
down.
Fine. Visit SDCC. You taught.
Have a great week next week, and we'll be back Monday. I think that's November 30th after the holiday. And then, I promise, all the way right through the end of the year, I think we'll pretty much be on every day.
Yep.
So, for Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.